It's been about a week since it was reported that Lil Nas X was seen running down the street in his underwear. He was seen on camera acting erratically and talking about attending a party.
Hey, what don't up? Be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at. Go ahead, babe. Go ahead, babe. Didn't I tell you to put the phone down? Uh-oh, somebody's gonna have to pay for that. That's gonna be a beautiful sunrise. Give me that phone so I can throw it. I wanna throw it far away so you'll never see it again. I don't like phones. Don't miss the party tonight. Why are you still here? You need to be telling everybody about the party, girl. What's your problem?
This footage was taken just moments before he stripped out of all his clothes and then attacked three police officers, punching them in the face. It was reported that he was then arrested and taken into custody, where he was kept for the weekend. When this video first started to go viral, people instantly thought Lil Nas X was back at it again. They thought this was just another publicity stunt and he was just desperate for attention. But I myself wasn't buying this. This didn't seem like a publicity stunt, as how would this help him sell more music? I honestly don't think anyone would be influenced to go listen to his songs because he was running around in his tighty whities. I myself felt that what was happening to Lil Nas X is the same thing that has happened to many other celebrities. This was basically confirmed by not only the police, but by Lil Nas X's father himself, as he confirmed that Lil Nas X had a breakdown due to the music industry. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about Lil Nas X. But before you begin, I just wanted to let my Patreon members know I am finishing up on a new Patreon exclusive that will drop in the next few days. So make sure to be on the lookout for that video. If you're not a member, what are you waiting for? Join the truth movement and help me spread the truth. For $3 a month, not only will you be further supporting the channel, but you will also get access to over 50 exclusive Patreon videos that are not available here on YouTube. If you would like to join, you can find the link in the description and in the comment section. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. I 100% understand why people think Lil Nas X's incident was just a publicity stunt. Coming from Lil Nas X, the man who twerked on the devil for clout, it makes sense to think it was a publicity stunt. Normally, I would be calling him out for it too. But when I analyzed this and went through the information provided, I instantly knew this wasn't a publicity stunt. In my last video, I saw plenty of comments directed towards me, saying that they couldn't believe I didn't notice this was a publicity stunt. Some people commented that it couldn't be real because there was no one on the streets but the person recording him. What people are missing is, there weren't that many people outside because the incident reportedly happened at around 4 a.m. I know Los Angeles is busy, but just like New York City, at 4 a.m., there aren't many people out and about. When I was much younger, I used to deliver newspapers in downtown around 4 a.m. in the morning, and the streets were mostly empty. New York City is one of the busiest cities in the country, literally called the city that never sleeps. But at 4 a.m., most people are sleeping. It being 4 in the morning on a Thursday would explain why there was no one outside but the guy recording Lil Nas X. Initially, it was also reported that Lil Nas X might have been on drugs, and it was why he was acting that way. But many people in my comment section believe that he didn't look like he was on drugs at all, especially since he wasn't slurring his words when talking. They felt that this was all staged, and everyone who was buying into it was just falling for it. Honestly though, ask yourself, if this was a stunt, how would this help him sell more records? This wasn't in any way a good look for him, and it had nothing to do with music. He looked like he was clearly going through something. Now, I saw a lot of other people claiming that this had to be a humiliation ritual. Lil Nas X was arrested for punching a police officer. To me, this situation isn't a humiliation ritual, but clearly a breakdown. And this is what was basically confirmed just a few days back. A few days ago, the authorities came out and reported that there was no substances found in Lil Nas X's system. They also basically confirmed it wasn't a publicity stunt when they charged them with 3 felony counts of battery with injury on a police officer and 1 count of resisting arrest. It is being reported that he is now facing 5 years in prison for this attack. Now, this is where it becomes clear this isn't a publicity stunt. I don't think that they would stage a publicity stunt in which Lil Nas X would attack a police officer to then end up being charged with battery. I also don't see him taking off his tighty whities in the middle of the street, exposing himself fully, being a stunt to promote music. How is that promoting music in any way? Maybe if he had an OF or something like that. This was clearly not a publicity stunt. Now that the authorities claim he didn't have any illegal substances in his system at the time of his arrest, we know this wasn't influenced by drugs, but something else. This breakdown was caused by the music industry. This is exactly what Lil Nas X's own father has just admitted, blaming his son's breakdown on the music industry. Lil Nas X's father did an interview where he claims he flew from Atlanta to LA to see his son in jail. He claims that his son's breakdown was a direct result of being in the industry. He was quoted saying, "I understand how the music business is. It's like a high. When you get to that level, you want the drug again. You want to hit that high again." His father also spoke to TMZ, where he claimed his son was doing better and was going to get the help he needs.
He's great. He's great.
How did you cope with being in jail?
God is good. I don't think I said God is good. God has a plan.
Has he talked about what happened on Thursday?
No. I think you all know everything that you need to know about what happened Thursday.
Were drugs involved?
But God is good.
Illegal drugs?
Absolutely not.
What can you tell? No. What can you tell? Said you talking.
That'll be it. Thank y'all. Y'all have
what
a good
kind of support are you offering him at this time?
We're offering the family support.
The family's gonna address.
Any message to the fans that are concerned about him right now?
He's in good spirit. He's all right. He's very remorseful for what happened. You know, but it can happen to any family. You know, he's gonna get the help that he needs, and just keep him in your prayers. You know. Give him the same grace and mercy that God give everyone.
Sir, what kind That's of
it. How is he doing mentally? I know a lot of people.
He's doing great mentally.
What was that first conversation like with him?
It was awesome. You know, we shed tears, we shed laughter, but he's in great spirit. He's going to be great, you know. God, like I said, God is good. You know, all the time and all the time, God is good, you know. Just keep him in your prayers.
Are you looking forward to having him home today, sir?
Absolutely, absolutely.
What do you think is the first thing that he's going to do when he comes out? Will he be...
Give God all the glory. Give God all the glory. That's what he's going to do when he first get out. Give God all the glory.
And is there anything you can tell us about what happened that night? Anything you can give us?
I can't tell you nothing about that night.
One thing I found interesting about this interview is that it appeared that Lil Nas X's father wanted to talk, but those that were with his father, likely a part of Lil Nas X's team, tried to keep his father quiet. It's like they were trying to make sure his father didn't expose what really happened to their son. It was clear that Lil Nas X was experiencing the infamous industry breakdown. This is the same breakdown many of the biggest celebrities in the industry experience. So many celebrities face the same breakdown at a certain point. Some people think it's because of the pressure of fame and everything that comes with it, but I know it's much darker than that. They are clearly doing something to these celebrities in Hollywood. We all remember Martin Lawrence's breakdown that happened in the 90s. On May 8, 1996, Lawrence was detained by police officers after witnesses saw him in the middle of Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, screaming and waving his hands at oncoming traffic. He was reportedly waving a gun and screaming, "They're trying to kill me." After police restrained him, he was taken to a hospital for evaluation and was later released to his personal physician. While his publicist cited exhaustion and dehydration for the incident, no one was buying this, as dehydration doesn't cause people to run into traffic waving a gun screaming they're trying to kill me. Clearly, either they were trying to kill Martin or he was having a mental breakdown. The same mental breakdown Amanda Bynes had too. Just like Lil Nas X, Amanda Bynes was found wandering the streets clothless and acting erratically. This happened back in 2023, and it led to the Nickelodeon star being institutionalized. Britney Spears also had her industry breakdown back in the 2000s. So did the Disney star Orlando Brown. Even Doja Cat had her own breakdown moment back when she started acting erratically, shaving her eyebrows off, acting strange online, and losing unhealthy amounts of weight. This happened right before she started making satanic music videos too. It's clear that something disturbing is happening to these artists in the industry. This is what's happening to Lil Nas X right now. When these artists and celebrities get in the industry, they lose control of their lives. They become property of those who run Hollywood. Hollywood controls everything they do and pumps them with all types of drugs and substances that makes them easier to control. They introduce them to a dark lifestyle full of evil. At first, the artists might seem fine, and some of them might even adapt to this new lifestyle. But many of them, after years of being exposed to this, have the same industry breakdown. They can't handle it anymore, and then they act out. Then you see the industry scrambling around to get them back in line, sending out handlers, and making all types of excuses for them. If they still have use for the celebrity going through the breakdown, they make the problem go away. But when they're done with the celebrity, they have the media turn on them and destroy their credibility. Just in case the celebrity decides to expose the industry's dark secrets, this way, they won't be taken seriously. You know you have noticed this with many celebrities. It's hard to miss it because it just keeps on happening. This is a side effect of selling your soul to Hollywood. Kanye has spoken out about this multiple times. He exposed that Harley Pasternak was his handler. And I made a full breakdown about this in this video. This is what I believe is happening to Lil Nas X. In the last few years, we have seen what the industry is really up to. Nothing but wickedness. Which isn't surprising when you realize all Hollywood pushes is wickedness. Lil Nas X is going through this industry breakdown. He was offered the opportunity to sell his soul, and he took it. He proudly promoted evil and wickedness for money and fame. The further he got in the industry, the more he lost his way. Now, he's realizing it wasn't worth selling his soul for 15 minutes of fame. Fame that has extinguished, unlike the flames that burn in hell. I can't lie, I was expecting this to happen, as a dance with the devil never ends in anything other than this. This is a great representation of why you should always say no to the devil and always choose God, because choosing to sell your soul for money and fame is never truly worth it. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.